Cowen report says the world's economy is beginning to show signs of modest recovery. Equity markets are on the rebound. International trade and industrial production are rising, and banks are starting to lend again. It's an economic revival driven in large part by massive stimulus measures around the world. Hong Kong Chief Executive Donald Tsang.
In Hong Kong, we have spent some $11.2 billion on economic stimulus measures. That is equivalent to about 5.2% of our GDP. We have taken extraordinary steps to guarantee bank deposits, support small and medium enterprises, and provide additional capital to the banking sector if required.
Tsang's comments came at the start of the Asian Financial Forum in Hong Kong, where international delegates and representatives of the International Monetary Fund met to discuss the region's economic future. IMF Director Dominic Strauss-Kahn noted the crucial role Asia is playing in a post-recessionary world.
The transformation has been huge, and the share of Asia in economic, in the global economy has raised a lot, helping hundreds of millions to escape poverty. And in front of us, we have the possibility of sustained growth, helping 1 billion people to get out of poverty.
The world economy has shown steady improvement since the second quarter of 2009, but Strauss-Kahn says the recovery has been uneven. China grew at a blistering pace of 10.7% in the final quarter of 2009, but the government has since placed curbs on lending to reduce inflation and cool down an overheated economy. In contrast, Japan is worried deflation and weak demand could push the economy back into recession. Takashi Hibino is the head of brokerage firm Daiwa Securities.
Macroeconomic situation has been very sluggish for last couple of decades. Japan hasn't seen, in Japan we haven't seen the actual nominal GDP growth for as long as 2 decades.
Forecasts call for East Asia to grow 6.7% this year, followed by South Asia at 5.5% in 2010. The IMF expects growth to accelerate in the poorest regions in Africa as the global recession eases, and the U.S. and the 16-nation Eurozone can expect modest but continued expansion, even as job growth continues to lag in the new year. Millar Sega, VOA News.